California Governor Gray Davis announced last Thursday that terrorists might attack a number of bridges in the state over the next 5 days. At the time, NPR's Alex Chadwick was just north of San Francisco and planning to cross into the city on the Golden Gate Bridge.
I was anxious. But a little while after the governor's startling statement, officials in Washington said that maybe this bridge threat wasn't as serious as some others, and that in any case, not just the bridges in California were at risk, but those in 5 other western states, too. Bolstered by this calming reassurance, I crossed the Golden Gate twice that evening, and several times more in the following days. It was as it always is, serene and powerful, as graceful a disposition of steel and concrete as anyone has ever imagined. I heard a California woman say she'd ride the ferry to the city for a couple of days, a promise to her daughter, she said. For others I spoke with, the news didn't make much difference. We've thought the bridge might be a target since September 11th, several said. Maybe the threat is more explicit now, or maybe not. These threats, so vague. A bridge is more than a way to get somewhere, of course. It's also a metaphor, and one more buoyantly hopeful than any mere road. The simple act of crossing a bridge gained more meaning this last weekend, and the Golden Gate made a splendid setting. Some people walking over carried flags. Bicyclists rode in packs. They do anyway, any weekend. But now these ordinary acts gained added stature. Not heroism, but simple resolve and recognition. The specter of terrorism is not just in New York and Washington and other places east. The weekend went on in peace, the days warm, clear, glorious, and with a steadying quiet on the Western Front. This is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Bedwards.